This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fresh from supportive summits with allies, U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring himself ready to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin and far more controversial talks, which start in about 3 hours. Biden reached the summit city of Geneva on Tuesday for the most watched part of his first trip abroad as president. Putin has said that he is open to dialogue on a range of subjects at his upcoming summit with the U.S. President Biden. Speaking with the U.S. television network NBC in an interview released by the Kremlin on Tuesday, Putin said that while relations with the United States were their lowest point in recent years, there were areas of cooperation that would benefit both countries. Putin will meet with Biden as U.S. president for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday, at a time of the worst tensions in the relationship between Russia and the United States since the Cold War era. For the first time since a ceasefire with Hamas militants was announced last month, Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in Gaza Strip. They were targeting facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks. The UN's outgoing special envoy for Yemen expressed the deep regret Tuesday that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties, but said he hoped a recent diplomatic effort by Oman will bear fruit. Martin Griffiths, who painted a bleak picture of the world's poorest country, said in his final briefing to the UN Security Council that Yemen is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's UN ambassador says that Eritrean troops who have been fighting with his country's forces in a war against the Tigray region's fugitive leaders will definitely leave soon. That would be welcomed by many, including the UN, whose humanitarian chief accused the Eritreans Tuesday of using starvation as a weapon of war. The war in Tigray was the subject of an informal closed UN Security Council meeting. UN aide Chief Mark Locock wanted over 350,000, to warn that over 350,000 people were in famine conditions, with starvation deaths reported. Ethiopia's ambassador said that there is a food insecurity, but disputed the famine-related data. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration Tuesday unveiled a plan to address the threat of violence posed by white supremacists and militias 5 months after members of those groups joined in a deadly attack in the U.S. Capitol. The White House released a 30-page plan to increase information sharing between federal and local officials and social media companies, additional resources to identify and prosecute threats, and new deterrents to prevent Americans from joining dangerous groups. The administration conducted a sweeping assessment earlier in the year of a domestic terrorism that labeled white supremacists and militia groups as top national security threats. The issue took on new urgency after the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, who they were trying to overturn Biden's election victory. Lawmakers in Hungary approved legislation Tuesday that prohibits sharing with minors any context portraying homosexuality or sex reassignment. This is something supporters said would help fight pedophilia, but groups denounced it as an anti-LGBT discrimination. Hungary's National Assembly approved the bill in a 157-1 vote. More than half the cosmetics sold in the United States and Canada are awash with a toxic industrial compound associated with serious health conditions, including cancer and reduced birth weight. That's according to a new study researchers at the University of Notre Dame tested more than 230 used cosmetics and found that 56% of foundations and eye products, 48% of lip products, and 47% of mascaras contain fluoride.